Begin the current daf, Masech Des Ma'id Kot and Dafid Beis, beginning the top line of the Amud, where we continue with the discussion that will relate back to the halacha of our previous daf regarding doing avoida on Chol HaShamayit. So Amar Shmuel Shmuel says like this. It says, Mekabli Kibaylis, those who accept a contract, which is he gives work to a Gentile with a contractual obligation, which is he has to do the job, which has a special concept of Ovid Adaita Dinavshe. So therefore, whatever he's doing for himself, because the Jew doesn't care how he does it. He has responsibility of the job. So on that, halacha is, if the non-Jew is doing it on Shabbos, so B'toicha Tchum, if it's within the Tchum, the boundary where people can walk from the city on Shabbos, Usur, it's forbidden for the Gentile to do the work. Why? Because everybody knows that this guy is doing the job for him. And they're going to say, oh, today on Shabbos, he gave him the work to do. Which is a unique halacha regarding to the laws of Amir La'akum, that kaveya malachta b'Shabbos, even if the Gentile is doing it for himself, but if the Jew tells him to do it on Shabbos, that's going to be forbidden. Now, Beis Hillel, who in the first paragraph of Masechet Shabbos, Abi Zayin Beis, say you're allowed to give garments to a launderer, to a cleaners on Erev Shabbos, right before it becomes Shabbos, even though it's within the Tchum, so what's the difference in this halacha that Shmuel is saying? That's also a kablan, that's also paying for the job. The reason is because laundering a garment is something that's not recognizable and there's no suspicion. But something that's recognizable, where he's doing a contractual obligation where people could see, then that's something that within the Tchum is going to be forbidden because people are going to suspect and say, hey, he's doing his job and he told him to do it on Shabbos. At least that's what they're going to suspect him for doing. But Chutz L'Tchum, but if it's beyond the halachic boundary, no one could even walk that far on Shabbos anyway, so then Mutter is going to be permitted because then there's no Marasayin. Then you don't have the appearance of wrong because no one's going to see. And yes, without Marasayin, essentially, intrinsically, there's nothing wrong that's being done. He's not telling him to do it on Shabbos. He hasn't, and he's not even doing it for the Jew. It's the Gentile doing it for himself. It's just the appearance would be the problem. Therefore, B'teich HaTchum is going to be a problem. Now, Amr Papa further qualifies this halacha, and he says, now, we didn't say that if it's beyond the tchum that's going to be permitted, is el deleka musta de mikarv al hasam. It's only if there's no other town that's close to that place. So although it's, let's say, chutz al tchum of this person's city, but it has to be also that there's no other city of Jews that are also within the tchum of that area where the Gentile is doing work for him. Aval ikka musta de mikarv al hasam, but let's say there is a town that is close to where the Gentile is doing the work for the Jew, us is going to be forbidden because they know that the Gentile is doing work for him and they're going to say, oh, it's given to for him to do it on Shabbos, although it's somewhere out in the Kansas or wherever that you're not. It's out of the Tchum for anyone where you live on the East Coast or the West Coast, but if there's a town of Jews that are within that area, well, then it's forbidden because they're going to then see and they're going to suspect. Now, Amar Rav Misharshim, he further qualifies this halacha, and he says, and even if there is no town close to that area, somewhere way out that the Gentile is doing work for him, still we didn't say this can be permitted, only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not common that people go over there because it's out of the Tchum, and there's no town of people over there. And this is what relates back to halacha of our previous daf. But in the intermediate days of a yom tov, the shchichi in shida asli v'asla hasam, people take chol hamoed trips. People could go and come and drive as they need to. Then us, it's going to be forbidden, even what's out of the tchum, because people will travel over there, and they're going to say, oh, he gave it to him to do it on chol hamoed, which is also forbidden fab work to work to be done, and therefore then it would be forbidden even out of the tchum. The Gemara brings a story related to this, that Marzucha Beredra of Nachman, Bonulei Apadna, they built for him a mansion, Mikabli Kibbalis, through a contractual obligation, meaning they weren't getting paid by the hour, their job was to build him the house, and they're going to get a certain amount for the job, and it was done Chutz L'Tchum, out of the halachic boundary, and Ikla Rav Safar Rav Huna Bar Chinna, they came to visit him, but oh, look at me, they didn't come into his house. Now, the Ikad Amri, those that say, Hunamilo Al Bagabe, even himself, Mar Zut Breed of Nachman, that had his house built for him through contractual obligations, he himself didn't go into his house. So the Gemara wonders what was problematic of having benefit from the house, but Vamash Shmuel Shmuel said, Mikabli Kibaylis, if someone has a house that's built for a contractual agreement, B'toicha Tchum Aser, only if it's within the Tchum, that's forbidden, because that was a violation of Halacha of Marasayin. But it was out of the tchum, like in this case, it's going to be mutter. So why didn't they want to enter into this house? It says the Gemara, Adam Chashav Shani. and we said this on the previous daf, a distinguished personality is different. He's held to a higher standard, and therefore, although technically was permitted, they didn't want to benefit from this malacha that was done on a time when malacha should not be done, even though for a regular person it would be permitted. Those that say the tivna bahadayu, that actually he assisted them by giving them straw that they needed for the work. Since he assisted, so therefore it'd be forbidden. So although technically when it's out of the tchum and no one's around, just he was around and no one was seeing, still if he assists, then it was problematic and therefore they didn't want to go in. Now the Gemara tells us Rav Chama Sharluhu La Avungere de Beiresh Galusa. These were the ones that organized the tables of the Resh Galusa, that he permitted them to do work for the Resh Galusa, who was the Nasi, the leader of the Jewish people, to do their work on Chol HaShamay, meaning if one of the tables broke, where there was many guests in the Resh Galusa's house, they had a lot of tables, that he permitted them to fix it. So Amay said, because kiven the agor lo kashakli, since they don't take pay, they don't take wages for their work. So rather, sharshuye, which is only, the gain is only regarding their meals, that they would eat with the Resh Galusa, that's all they're getting. So that's not considered as malacha, you're working. There's no work over here. I mean, a person's allowed to do certain basic things for the house upkeep, and they're not really getting wages. It's not like a worker, because all they did was that allowed them to eat by the table of Resh Galusa, and therefore he permitted that to be done on Chol HaShamayim. And therefore, v'les lamba, therefore there's no problem with it. Talmud Omer in the Braisa, continuing on this theme, Bekablin ki boilis b'moyed. You can give a Gentile through a contractual agreement a Chol HaShamayim if it's lasos la'achar moyed, if he's going to do it for after the Yom Tov. But a b'moyed, but to do it for the Chol HaShamayim itself, also that's forbidden. As the Braisa says, Kol Shadav, the rule is like this. Kol Shu is whatever you could do, you could tell a Gentile, he could do it. Whatever you cannot do, which is the work of Chol HaShamayim, say you can, therefore, the same thing, you can't tell a Gentile for him to do it, and therefore to tell him to do it after Chol HaShamayim, that's okay, but to do it on Chol HaShamayim, that would be problematic. Later discussion, Tanya, we're going to learn another braisa. Mekablin ki boilis b'moyed. You could accept make up a contract with a Gentile on Chol HaShamayim, la'sos la'achar hamayim, for him to do it after Yom Tov. Ubavad, but as long as shalayim did, you don't measure, v'shalayishkol, you don't weigh, v'shalayim then you don't count. Kadesh roiz v'chol, the way you do it during the weekday, that cannot be done on Chol HaShamayim. Turn about when the brights are continuing on things that are prohibited on Chol HaShamayim. In marbiyin behema, one cannot mount an animal, meaning you cannot hold on to the animal and have a male mate with that female animal. You cannot do that b'chol HaShamayim on the intermediate days of Chol HaShamayim. And the reason is because it's a tercha, it's doing a type of malacha on Chol HaShamayim, which is forbidden. Similarly, imar being b'chor. So too, you're not allowed to mate a firstborn animal, which, because that's considered doing work with it. And it says in Devarim Tezvav, l'isavid b'chor sherech, you're not doing any work with the firstborn of your ox. And so too, v'le b'tulim mekdashim, you're not allowed to either work, and hence mating and mounting is also doing work with the karbonis that became invalidated, although you could use it for your own purposes, you cannot do work with it. Tanidach, similar in the Braisa, Imar bin behim b'chol HaShamayim, you cannot mount an animal on Chol HaShamayim. B'yudayim, he says, but chamayrisha tevah, if a female donkey is petitioning that it's craving the intimacy of the male, marbin ola zachar, you can mount on it a male, b'fach leshet stanen, b'shvil shalit stanen, so that it doesn't cool off, because it's in a heated moment now, so it doesn't cool off, then you're allowed to mount it. B'sharkal behemoth and all other animals, machnisin isin labakaris. What you could do is you could bring it into the corral where there's other animals, and it will mate by itself. But to actually mount it yourself, you cannot do that. Tanamavon nabraisa, continuing with animals on Chol HaShamayim, emedairin. You're not allowed to bring animals into a field so that they relieve themselves and create excrement, which is fertilized, to fertilize the field. Leib Shabbos, leib Mitzvim, you can't do it on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, and leib Chol HaShamayim, not even on Chol HaShamayim. Now, bimbo ma'alehen, but if they come on their own, that's permitted. But the imisayin, but you cannot assist the animal to come to the field, or if, let's say, there's Gentiles, you cannot assist them to have them go from place to place to make sure they fertilize the whole field, even if they're coming on their own. And the imislam shamer, lena'ar, neither can you give them a guard to guard for them. For example, let's say they're Gentiles, assign them to guard their sheep. Can't assist them in any way. Now, but let's say, ha'yisachar Shabbos, let's say, they were hired for the whole week. Not they weren't hired just for Shabbos or Yom Tov. They were hired for the whole week to fertilize his field, or Schir Chaydish, or hired for the whole month, or Schir Shana hired for the whole year, or Schir Shavuah hired for the whole Shemitah cycle of 7 years, oh, then Messiah nice, and then you could assist him, because then it's like essentially it's the Gentiles. He's not getting paid just for this day. It's his whole thing. It's like it's his own. And the Girsa has, Rashi says, the Girsa is Va'isa Nachri B'Shabbos V'Yamtiv, and the Gentile could do it on Shabbos and Yamtiv, and Messiah B'Moid, this that we could assist him is only on Chodesh Moed, where there's no Tircha of Malacha. In other words, you could assist him for this worker that to help him fertilize. And you could also give them a guard to help guard their sheep, which they are using to fertilize the field. Because again, since he's not hired just for Shabbos itself, it's not really like your own. It's like his. And it's not like you're doing any work for yourself. Rebbe, I mean, he says, b'Shabbos, that if a person wants to help and assist the hired laborer, it's got to be b'teiva. It's got to be like a favor for free, not with getting paid. B'yamtiv, on yamtiv, which is a little bit more lax, but mezainis could be for food. And b'mayra, chal shemay, could be b'schar, with wages, which is different interpretations. Who as what are we talking about that's doing the work? But be that as it may, it's each one is more lenient as it goes along. And the Rav Yisrael says, halacha is like Rabbi, that, yeah, if you want to go ahead and assist, that on Shabbos is the most severe, it's got to be for free, as a favor, yamtiv, it could be with mezainis, and on chodesh moed, it could be even with wages. To know, with the halacha of the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of the opening Mishnah on the previous Amid, regarding this title, the Perek of Misha Hafach HaZesa, but someone turned over his olives, and it's, if you leave it as such, it's going to be a great law, so there was a machleg, is how far you could go. So too, v'chein Misha hoya yena b'techa bar. That was talking about oil. Here we're talking about wine. Very similar type of a case. If someone had wine in his pit, which is in front of the wine press, which the vessel that the wine falls into from the press, into that, that's called the bar, that's the pit. So let's say someone's wine was in the pit, v'ira evil, and then something in mourning, chas v'shan, happened to him, or einus, or something beyond his control, or some workers misled him, and it's already yomtiv, and because the workers were supposed to do it, and they never came. So on chol hamoed, what could you do? Zaylif v'gaymer. In other words, you empty out the whole pit into barrels, the guff, and you seal the barrel kadarka in the normal way with a bona fide cover. That's Rabbi Yisi. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. Like we said in the previous mission, you could do everything you need to do. Rabbi Hudaimer, as he said in the previous mission, no, you can't seal in the normal way. Rather, you make boards for the barrels, so that it shouldn't sour, because if you don't seal it, it's going to ferment and get ruined, but more than that, you can't do. Now, the Gemara says, with Tzricha, you had to say both these Mishnayas, where you had the previous Mishnah talking about oil, and this Mishnah talking about wine, they seem to be the same Achlikas. Says Gemara, yes, you need both. Why? The Yesh Minikam Maisa, if you only said the previous Mishnah talking about the oil, by he, I would say that, what's called the Resha, the first part of our Mishnah, on the previous Amid, that's where Kamar Bisi says that, yeah, you could go and seal the barrel in a normal way, from the Mishra, because that's talking about oil, which is expensive, and Nofesh Pesed, it's going to be a great loss. Oh, for great loss, you could do it in a normal way. But regarding wine, there wouldn't be such a loss. I would say that you cannot just seal it in the normal way. Rather, you just make these temporary type of boards. Therefore, you have to say our Mishnah too. I'd be saying only the last Mishnah, meaning ours, regarding the wine. Maybe the other way around. Maybe that's Rabbi Huda says that you can't do it all the way, because not such a loss. But regarding oil, which is a greater loss, I would say agrees to Rabbi Yisi that you could seal in a normal way and you don't have to do any changes, any shinuyim. Tzricha, we have to say both these Mishnayos regarding the oil and the wine. Now, related to this machloek, because Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba says, Mad Tana, who's the Tana in general, that says, shinuy b'mayid, that you have to do something different, the chalash mayid, even though it's b'dava of it, something that would be a loss, that's like Rabbi Yisi, not like Rabbi Yisi, because we said in our Mishnayos that when the situations of loss of the oil and the wine, that you can do in a normal way, and so therefore when you say that generally you have to do a shinuy, even b'dava of it, it's obviously not like Rabbi Yisi. And Amar Rav Yisi, this is halacha, Rabbi Yisi, halacha like Rabbi Yisi, that you could do it in a normal way, you don't have to do any changes the way Rabbi Yehuda said it. Now, Boyim name Rav Nachman Yitzchak. The following question they asked from Rav Nachman Yitzchak: Ma'u lemeisha chavita? What's halacha? Can you seal a barrel, the shikra of beer, b'chala de'me'ada on cholamayit? He said to them, Sinai Omar, which was the title Rabbi Yosef had, as the Gemara tells in Brachas and Horius, he was called Sinai because he knew every text. The halacha kabbisi, as we just quoted this a moment ago, that the halacha is a kabbisi that you could seal in a normal way. So, what's the question? So on that they said, no, Eimadam Rabbi Yisi, when did Rabbi Yisi say this halacha in our Mishnayis, or Bechamras regarding wine, and regarding oil. But b'shichr mi'amr, did he say it regarding beer? Who said? And therefore, we're asking you regarding that of beer. So on that he said, what do you mean? The chamer time am I? What's the reason by oil, by wine, that you're allowed to do it all the way without any changes? Mishum de nafesh b'seida, because there's going to be a great loss. Shechinami is b'seida. Beer also would be a loss. And therefore, of course, you could do the same thing. Dama bai, because Abaye said, Amali Aim, my mother told me, bar shit save v'shoya, if you have six saw and it's sealed, mi bar tam nivle shia is better than beer that is in a larger vessel that contains eight sun and it's not sealed. So you see that there's going to be a great loss if it's not sealed, and therefore you could do it in a normal way, even by beer. Now, related to the question that they had, which was comparing one example to another example, so the Gemara brings it that actually, Amar Rav Chama Agur Yomarav, he says, Hilchas Maid, Halachas of Chilosh Maid, are Kehilchas Kutim, like the laws relating to Kutim Bahalacha, which as the Gemara tells us in Chulin Daf Dal Med Aleph, that when you know that there is a halacha, then you presume it. When you don't have that, you don't presume it. L'may hilchasa. So what is that? What does the halachic relationship mean that the halachas of Mayid is the same way? I mean, because by Kutim, it wasn't clear what they are muhsik, that they do keep, what they don't, because Kutim had an interesting status. So what it was muhsik was, yeah, what's not. You can't compare the two. So the Gemara says, what does that mean, the halachas of Mayadim of Chol Mayid is the same to that idea? So Rav Daniel Bakatino, Madab, it says, loimer to say shein hakudas, to say that they're barren, meaning just like a barren woman where there's no there's no child, there's no derivative coming out of that woman, rather only her body. And v'ein lemeid zumizu. And you cannot learn out, therefore, one from another. There's nothing more a pre which comes out a derivative from that. In other words, to say, oh, just like this is permitted, so this is permitted. No, rather, just like Kutim, we don't say that, oh, just like we know they're presumed that they keep this mitzvah, so to this mitzvah. No, you don't learn that one from the other. And that's the same thing by halachas of Chol HaMoed, that although it might seem very similar, if you know it about this, it does not necessarily tell us regarding that. As the Gemara tells us, the Amar Shmuel, like Shmuel said, he said, Zayvsin Kusta, you could put pitch, like a sealant, on a jug. But you cannot put pitch on a barrel. So that's very similar. Just one's a jug, one's a barrel. Jug, yes, barrel, not. Now, actually, of Dimna Doma, he says the opposite. He says, Zevsin Chavita, and that shows how we can compare. He says, you can put pitch on a barrel, but the Ein Zevsin Kutsa, you cannot put pitch on a jug. So what's the machleik? So the Gemara explains. The Ma, Rav Dimi, who said that you could put pitch on the barrel, he's Chayish Lepseder. He's concerned for a loss. Now, by a barrel, it would be a great loss if you don't put pitch on it, because he has a lot of wine over there. But by a jug, which is very small, a small jug, it wouldn't be such a loss that you cannot put pitch. Whereas Amar Shmuel, who said to the contrary, that you could put pitch on the small jug, he's chayish latircha. He was concerned for an extra amount of exertion. By a small jug, is not such a tircha, and therefore you're allowed to do it. By a barrel, is a tircha yaseir, and therefore you cannot do it. But one thing, again, we see that you can't compare one to the other, even though they might seem very similar. And so to Amabaya, another similar klal, he says, like, we have a tradition that Hilchas Moed, Halachas of Chodesh Moed, are Kehilchas Shabbos, like the laws of Shabbos. What does that mean? As the Gemara continues to Talmud Beis, that there's two categories. Yesh Mehen, there are certain ones that are Patra Abul Aser, that you're exempt, but it's still initially prohibited. And therefore, when we said one of the cases, which we had a Machlekes inversely related, that you cannot put pitch, well, that would mean it's only Aser Liketchila to do, but after the fact, one would not be liable. And then the Yesh Mehen, there are certain ones that, like the case when we said of Zayfsin, that you could put pitch, that actually, that's Mutlil Ketchila, it's even initially going to be permitted. Just like Hilchas Shabbos, you have Pata V'lasin, you have those of Mutlil Ketchila, so too would be the same thing regarding the laws of Chol HaShamayit. Now, the Gemara brings a story related to these halachas that Rav Huna, Chatzu Le'chadzda, he had workers that harvested his crop, B'mayada on Chol HaMayit. Now, Itzvei Rabba Barav Huna, L'Rav Huna. So Rabba Barav Huna asked to Rav Huna, from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Teuchen in Kemach b'moyed, you could grind the wheat on Chol HaMoed, if it's l'tzorech HaMoed, if it's for the purposes of the Yomtiv. V'sholo l'tzorech HaMoed, aser. But if it's not for the purposes of Chol HaMoed, of Yomtiv, it's going to be aser. Davish Sha'avid b'moyed, something that's going to be lost on Chol HaShamayit, if you don't do it, Mutal HaSeisa b'moyed, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaShamayit. Davish Sha'in Avid b'moyed, something that will not be a loss if you don't do it on Chol HaShamayit, then aser is going to be forbidden to be done. And that further qualifies the b'risa memedim. When we say this is betelushim la karka, only if it's detached from the ground. A mechubel karka, but if it's attached to the ground, I feel a kuli of it. Even if it's going to be a total loss, us it's going to be forbidden. But if im ein loy mayoich, but if it doesn't have what to eat, okay, then kaitza. Then you could harvest a ma'amri. You could make it into bundles. V'dash, and you could thresh. V'zori, you could winnow. Ubor, you could select. V'techen, you could grind. Ubavachle yodish beparis. As long as you don't do the threshing with cows, but everything besides that you could do. Now, the question is, Rav Huna had what to eat. So why is it, what did he permit his workers to do the harvest? If you've seen the brisa that something's connected to the ground that's forbidden to be done. So Malay, so Rav Huna responded to him. He says, this that the brisa is saying that if it's attached, even if it's a total loss, it's still going to be forbidden. That's Reb Yesi. And that's Yechidahi. That's going like a singular opinion. The Loi Svir Lein Kavah saying, we don't hold like that Das Yachad, like that singular opinion. The Tanakh, learn the brisa. Who's the one who says this opinion? Kalalam Reb Shem Megam Leib Mishum Reb Yesi. Davar HaTodesh Menai Karka. Something that's attached from the ground, Afil Mektasi, but even if it's only a partial loss, Mutter would be permitted. V'amachob LeKarka, if it's attached to the ground, Afil Kulei Avad Asi, even if the total loss is going to be forbidden. Again, that's Reb Yesi, and therefore we're not bound to that opinion. Therefore, he permitted his workers to go ahead and harvest it on Chalash Amayit. But says Gemara, so if that Tan is Reb Yesi, the first one that we brought, that Rabbi Rav Huna was asking on his father Rav Huna, so Yodesh Namib Paris. If it's Reb Yesi, then he should allow threshing even with cows. Because of Amr Rav Yitzchak Ben Abba, as we said, Anamar Alev, Man Tan, Ashin, Bemoid, Bedav, Avid, who's the one that says that you have to do things differently than you usually do? Even by someone that's a loss, which you allowed to do Malacha Chalash Amayid, we said that the Loik Reb Yesi, not like Reb Yesi, meaning current Reb Yesi, you can do everything in a normal way. So you're doing it in one way, so you should allow even the threshing with the cows, because you don't have to change anything at all. If it's Reb Yesi, why does it say, Lo Yadish Beparis? So Amalach, so he would tell you that no. Hachanami, here also. Kimin l'chol yemet la beparis daishri, since every single day, the threshing is not usually with cows. So in the Nami lav shinuhu, that's also not considered as a shinui, when you're going to thresh without cows. In other words, the town of the Braisa is Reb Yesi. And therefore, we're not bound to that opinion, because that's a das yachad. So why does he say you cannot thresh with cows? Because that's something that makes a large amount of noise, what's called avshamilsa. So avshamilsa is forbidden, and that's not considered doing a shina, because anyways, normally we don't do it with cows. So do something above and beyond what we've normally done, that would be problematic, and therefore it could still be like Reb Yesi. So now in a braisa, continue on this thing regarding grinding a chalash amayid, teichanim b'mayid l'tzarech amayid. You're allowed to grind things on chalash amayid if it's for the purposes of the yamtiv, but if it's not for the purpose of the yamtiv, it's going to be forbidden. Now, vim tachan, if someone did grind on chalash amayid for the purposes of the yamtiv, and v'haisir, and he has leftovers till after the yamtiv, harizamutter, so that's going to be permitted to eat after the yamtiv. Let's say kaitzin eitzin b'mayid. Let's say you're chopping down wood on the chalash amayid, l'tzarech amayid for the yamtiv purpose. That's going to be kaitzin, you're allowed to chop down wood for the tzarech amayid. V'shalor tzarech amayid also, but if it's not for the yamtiv purpose, it's going to be forbidden. Now, vim katzatz v'haisir, if someone did chop down the wood and he has leftover, so harizamutter is going to be permitted. Matilin Shecher b'moyed l'tzorech amoyed. You're allowed to make beer, put in the hops and make it ferment on chalash amoyed if it's l'tzorech amoyed, but it's for the purpose of the yamtiv. V'shalo l'tzorech amoyed also, but if it's not for the yamtiv purpose, it's going to be forbidden. Vim hitvel b'hoyse. Now, let's say he made the beer, which he's allowed to, now he has leftover, so harizamut is going to be permitted after chalash amoyed, u'bavad shalo yarem. As long as he doesn't, and this is the main idea of all these, what we kept saying leftovers, yeah, what's the problem? You did it for l'tzorech amayid. What's the problem with leftovers? So that's what I'm saying. As long as you're not making a crafty trick that, oh, you'll make a lot more than what you need, and you'll say, oh, I'm making it for the mayid purposes. Now, but your intention is actually to make it so you have tons and tons for after yamtim. That's not permitted. It's only if you have leftovers that's permitted. As long as you don't make a trick and make more than what you really need. But the Gemara says, wait a second, but Rabbi Minda, that seems to be contradicted from the following Braisa. The Braisa said, Matilin Sheikha b'moyed l'tzorech amoyed. You're allowed to go ahead and make the beer on chol amoyed for the purposes of the yamtiv. But, v'shaloy l'tzorech amoyed, also you're right, if it's not for the yamtiv purpose, it's going to be forbidden. And that's echad sheikha tmarm, whether it's the beer made from dates, v'echad sheikha serm, whether it's beer made from fermenting barley. Now, v'av b'sheish l'yashin, says the Braisa, now even if he has old beer, ma'arim, you could be crafty, v'sheisim in a chadash. And you can make it from the new hops, from the new barley, where you could say, oh, I'm making it for the purposes of having for yomtiv the new beer. So, but you have. So how can you do that? I thought you can't be ma'arim. Says the Gemara Tanoi, it's a machlek sanami if you can do harama. The Tanakh learned the Braisa. The Tanakhama says, imarim b'kach, you cannot use harama subterfuge to make when really you don't need to have. He says, Marim, no, you could be crafty, and since technically you're allowed to make for Moed, you could say that that's what you're doing for, and therefore we say that it's actually a Machalikis Tanoim. Now, the Gemara brings a story related to what we're talking about, that Rav, we were talking about before regarding this Chatzdu Lechatzda, regarding the workers doing the harvest. So Chatzdu Lechatzda B'chol D'mei Adam. He had these workers that were harvesting his crop on Chalash Moed. The Shamash Molik, but Shmuel heard about this, and he was particularly bothered about this. Says the Gemara, Lamer Shmuel, let's say that this, that Shmuel was makbid, he was particular about his kichidos virle. He holds like an individual opinion, like the original brisa we brought that said if it's attached to the ground, even though it's going to be total loss, it's going to be aser. And we said that that's going like Rabbi Yisi, who's a das yachid. That's why Rav Huna let his workers work, and Rav also. So why is Shmuel bothered? Obviously, because he holds like Rabbi Yisi. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, chatzta dechiti hava. This was the harvest of the wheat. The loy have a pasid, which is not a loss, and therefore he was particular about it. But you're right, regarding harvesting barley, that he wouldn't hold like a Rabbi that would be forbidden. This that he held that it should be problematic is because it was wheat, and wheat is not such a loss, and therefore you shouldn't be allowed to do it. Says Gemara, okay then, but Rav my time over Rachel, why did Rav do this, that he let his workers go ahead and harvest his wheat? Says the Gemara, in la my yoichel hava, he was an individual that didn't have what to eat, and therefore he was allowed to have his grain being cut. And they didn't finish off the conversation to Shmuel to tell him that Rav didn't have what to eat, and therefore he was particular. But had he heard about that, he wouldn't have been bothered by that. Or even, no, you could say that he heard the whole story. But Adam Chashav Shani, a distinguished individual like Rav, should not have done like this, even if he didn't have what to eat, because again, then people learn and start doing more lenient things that are inappropriate for Malacha and Chalash and Light. Similarly, regarding the higher standard of Adam Chashav, Yehuda Nasiya, Nafak, he went out into his courtyard on Shabbos, b'chomarta de medesha, which is a ring made out of metal, and its seal is of almig, which is a type of a wood, type of ivory, type of from the sea. The ishtimaya, the achim kvel armo, and he did another thing, that he drank water that was heated by a Gentile. So Shomer Rabami Ikbid, Rabami heard about these two things Yehuda Nasiya did, and he was bothered by it. Some of you said, my time ache, but why was he bothered by these two actions Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya did? If it's regarding the first thing that he wore this ring into his courtyard on Shabbos, Hatanyu le Nabraisa, Hashidin, a brooch, which is a type of a jewelry, Hanazamim, the rings, the nose rings, Vatabois, and the regular rings, Harein Kakola Kalim, Hanatel Machatza, these are all like regular vessels that you're allowed to carry in your courtyard. So there's no problem about wearing this ring into the courtyard. And imishim de ishti mai da achim kifil arma. And if it's because he drank water that was heated by a Gentile cook, ha'amishmo bar yitzchok amarav kol shenecha kamayishu chay. Anything that's eaten as it is in the raw state, and water people drink as it is in its natural state, ein b'mishum b'shul nachim. There's no problem about bishul akim by being cooked by a Gentile because it's fit raw too. So what was the problem about drinking the water that was cooked by a Gentile? So the Gemara, Anum Chashav Shani, a distinguished personality is different. He should be more stringent on himself, and he should not have gone out with this ring to the courtyard, and he should not have drank the water that was heated by the Gentile, because, oh, technically these cases are permitted, but people say, oh, I saw him drink from what the Gentile cooked, and he was walking out with a ring, and people are going to go extrapolate to things that are forbidden, therefore, he was makbid. Amar Rav Chanan al-Marav, continuing regarding cutting things on Chol HaShemayit, says, Kait is Adam Dekel B'mayit. A person could cut a palm tree on Chol HaShemayit, even if he only needs the sawdust that falls from the cutting, that's enough of a reason to allow to cut a palm tree on Chol HaShemayit. But Layit Allah, by a curse, whoever would do such a thing. Now, Rav Ashi, Havali Abba, he had a forest, B'Shalanya, which is the name of the city, and Ozul L'Mikatsi B'Chol HaMayada, he went to cut out down the trees on Chol HaShemayit. So Amalei Rav Shila Mishalanya, which was the place where he was coming, he said to the Larvashi, "My daitach, what's your intention? The comment of Chanan al-Marav, that because you're coming from this teaching of Rav, the kaitz adam dekel b'moyd, a person could cut down a palm tree on the cholam moyd, avpishay in the tzarchel and socially, even if he only needs just the sawdust, that means we can be very lenient in cutting it down. But halayit ala abaya, but abaya curse to whoever do such a thing. How are you cutting down the trees in your forest?" Amalei said, "Tim leishmili, I didn't hear the teaching of Abaya Kloimer." In other words, what he meant to say was, "Leishmili, I don't hold it that. I don't hold it's a problem, and therefore I'm going to cut down the trees." But as he was going to do it, ishtamit narga, the axe slipped and boy lemifseke leshake, and almost went and cut off the thigh of Rav Ashi because he was violating this curse of Abaya. So shafke, he left the forest. He didn't cut down the trees on Chol HaShemayit because he realized that it's because he was violating the words of Abaya, that's why the axe fell and almost harmed him. And he came back without cutting down the trees. Rav Yehuda, he permitted to pull out the flax that was growing to do that on Chol HaShemayit, and to cut the hops, and to pull out the sesame plant on Chol HaShemayit.
So Amale Abai Rav Yosef, Abai asked Rav Yosef, he says, wait a second. Mishlam Kisna, I understand regarding the flax that you're allowed to pull it out on Chol HaShamayit, because Chazal L'Chafifa, it's fit to cover food with it, for example, figs and dates, which are needed for the Chol HaShamayit, and it helps when you cover it with the flax. Fine. Kishois, I understand the hops, because Chazal L'Shichra, that's for beer that people make with hops. You make it ferment, it makes it into a type of a beer. But Ela Shumshamil Mai Chazi, what are the sesames that fit for on Chol HaShamayit? On that he says, Chazi L'Nazi. It's fit for the seeds, the sesame seeds, the isbu that are inside the sesame plant, which is fit to make an oil out of the sesame seeds, and therefore it does have utility for the yom tip. Remembering the story that Rabbi Yana Havalei Ahu Pardesa, he had a certain orchard with fruit trees. The mutter zimne b'chol demayad. Now the time came for it that the fruits were ready to be picked. On Chol HaMayit, so Kutfis, he plucked the fruits. L'shana, the next year, shiyu kula amu l'pardesayu l'chol demayad. Everyone else in the community waited to pick their fruits from their orchard till Chol HaShamayit. So because of that, after Rabbi Yana l'pardesa hu shata, that year, Rabbi Yana actually declared ownless all the fruits of his orchard, because it was through him that it caused a stumbling block for everyone else, because now everyone deliberately waited for Chol HaMayit to pick their fruits, which is actually forbidden to be done. You cannot be a chavin l'machta l'mayit. He did it only because it was actually became that time. But because everyone said, oh, the rabbi is doing it, so they did it, so therefore he was mafker, the Paris of his tree. The next Mishnah, continuing the theme regarding what's permitted and forbidden to be done on Chol HaShamayit, so machnas adam peyreisim nehaganavim. A person could bring in his fruits from outside into his home because of robbers. V'shir lepishtonim in a mishra, he could also take out the flax from where it's soaking, b'shvil shleitobit, that it shouldn't get ruined. That's what's called davar ha'avid. Bavad, like we mentioned just before, bavad shleichavnes malachtam mayit, as long as you're not intending that the work should be done on Chol HaShamayit, meaning you had opportunity before Yom Tov, but you're like, hey, you know what, Chol HaMayit, I'm not working anyways, let me do it. No, that is forbidden to deliberately make that the work should be done on Chol HaShamayit. And makula and mekivnu malachtam mayit, in all these situations, if you deliberately made it that the work is going to be done on Chol HaShamayit, yevdu, you have to let it be lost because it's forbidden to have benefit from it. Now, Tana, the Gemara tells us, we learned in the Braisa, although we let you bring your payris in because of the robbers, as long as you bring it in discreetly into your house, not to make a whole scene out of it. Now the Gemara brings a related story that Rav Yosef had like kashuri. Rav Yosef had these beans. He brought it in broad daylight. So Mle Baya said, although you're allowed to bring things in because you don't want to get stolen, but we said you have to do it discreetly. Why doing it during the day and not during the night then? A Malay said to him, actually, Tzinna Dahani, the discreet way of doing these beams, is actually your mama, who is actually during the daytime. Meaning, even night is like day, and it's actually not even sufficient to bring it in at nighttime, and therefore I'm bringing it during the daytime. Why? Because Kivin de Balel Yaboy Gavri Yisaydi, to do it at nighttime actually would require more people. And the Boy Medechir de Nuri would actually have to have torches, because to be able to see what we're doing at nighttime, it's actually Avshan Milsa, it actually would make even a larger tumult and noise and the scene. So therefore, the more discreet way of doing it is actually during the daytime, and that's why he did it during the daytime.